We got a very special guest joining us on the Outdoor Show today, Wyatt Hubbard. I can't tell you how excited I am to hear about your bear, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing well myself. How about you, Adam?
Pretty good. You told me you're a little bit nervous, so I just want you to pretend that we're sitting on the tailgate at your dad's camp or your grandpa's camp, and I'm having a beer and you're having a Dr. Pepper, and I get to hear about your second bear that you shot. Is that correct?
Yes, that is very correct.
Well, very cool. Let's get into it then. From what I understand, your dad, Luke Hubbard, told me that you actually passed on a bear on Friday. Is that correct?
Yes. In fact, basically what we were doing is we were on like a little bit of marshland leading off right onto the road back to our camp. We went off this little road here. And then we kind of bent past like a little trail here with like leaves. It was like kind of like a U kind of where it's okay. Like uphill, downhill. And then we had to walk about 3/4 of a mile into a swamp, you know, and when we were about to go into the area where the bear was treed, I was myself, I'm going to kill this bear, get or not.
So you were ready to go.
Yes. And then when we get there, we didn't see the bear really. It was just had its face towards the tree. We couldn't really see it. And so my Uncle Logger, you might know him.
I've heard stories about your Uncle Logger.
Yes. He goes and grabs a branch from the tree and just, you know, beats on the tree to get the bear to come out. And then I realize it's kind of like a cub. It's less, probably 100 or less pounds. So we decide not to shoot it. And then...
How disappointed were you at that moment? Because you were ready to go. You were fired up and ready to take a bear.
I was very disappointed. In fact, I think I actually started crying.
It'll happen.
Yeah.
So why did your Uncle Logger, explain why your Uncle Logger hit the tree with a stick?
So the reason why is because we couldn't get a direct, you know, visual on the bear. We didn't know if it was a cub or like a very young adult. We didn't know about that. So we had to
Gets it to move then.
Yes. Just so we can see, you know, if it's adults or if it's young or not, just to make sure that we don't accidentally kill a cub.
So you backed out on that bear, and you were really disappointed. So Saturday's the big day.
Yes.
That was the day that you actually harvested a bear. And
yes.
Tell us how that kind of went. You got up in the morning and just run through the morning and how the hunt went down.
So we got up around 4 o'clock in the morning. We start, get the dogs loaded up. We get everything ready. We start hunting. We check all the baits. I was with my Uncle Logger at the time, so we got to go check behind the camp, our old camp. And so we get done baiting everything. We're just about ready to head in, but we had...
No bear at that point.
Yes, so no bear at that point. And then two dogs that Uncle Logger and my friend Rich had up, Tika and Luddy, on the GPS they said they had ringed a bear. So we decided just to go hike up there and see what we found. And turns out they did have a bear.
Well, I am excited to hear how the rest of this hunt went because, your dad Luke kind of filled me in a little bit, and it is quite exciting. For a young man at your age. How old are you?
I am 13 years old, actually.
13 years old. Stay tuned, and we're going to tell the rest. We're going to let Wyatt tell the rest of this story about a pretty cool, exciting bear hunt he had in the Newberry unit. So stay tuned right here to the Outdoor Show.